This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink. I'm a WGN talk show host, a financial journalist, and I'm the CEO of Best Money Moves, a financial wellness technology company.
Good morning, Elise. And I'm Tom Fortino, founder of the Alpha Wealth Group.
So, you know, every week we talk about money, but last week on the 4th of July, we were talking about tax strategies and that produced a huge response. So we thought, you know, Tom had said you've got seven tax strategies that you offer people at a minimum. And we got through one of them last week and people called.
People are, taxes hit a nerve. And so and rightly so. Hey, that is justified. Right. I mean, you work hard. We work so hard. And then we have to turn around and have our partner, Uncle Sam, is, you know, involved in all of this. It's tough, you know. So he's your partner, I guess, in all of these things. But we want to try to minimize that. So this is the goal. And I think there are some ideas out there. That's why this is so important.
All right. Well, last week we talked all about Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks, and we talked about converting an IRA to a Roth IRA and why your kids should do their Roth IRAs when they're really, really young and all the rest. But yeah. I'm wondering what strategy number two is, for example.
Well, we
pick one of the other six that are left.
Well, technically, we did cover, if I'm remembering correctly, we did cover, not in detail all of them, but we did touch upon three of them. One was the Roth IRA. I think we hear a lot about Roth IRAs and that you can contribute to a Roth IRA. That's very straightforward. Make a contribution of either $6,000 or $7,000 under 50, $7,000 over 50. And everything we're talking about is, you know, on the back end, all of this money that you pull out is 100%. There is no, the tax rate is zero. The other idea was the Roth 401k. That's through your employer plans. And that is a higher contribution, $19,500. Under 50, $26,000 if you're over age 50. And I think we spent a little time on Roth conversions. That was the third idea. And by the way, you can do all three, where you take money out of a traditional IRA or 401k that you put in pre-tax, you move it or convert it, which is basically transfer it. You can do it directly from one account to the next. You don't have to take receipt of the money. And you pay the tax on it to get it over into the Roth, but you'll never pay tax on it again. So those, by the way, you can do all, we talked about this, you can do all three of these separate, they're separate from each other, right? So, and there's more ideas. And I guess if you like, we can get into those. They get a little, there's a little more nuance to those, but certainly you can do more than those.
Well, so let's talk about some of your other favorite ways when you're thinking about tax planning, because I know that for some people, they're concerned about passing down assets. And especially in the state of Illinois, which does not match the federal level for estate tax, it's much lower. So it may hit a lot of other people, particularly if you've stayed in your house for a long period of time, and now that house you maybe paid $150,000 for is worth maybe $1.5 million. Well, I know a lot of people who are in that situation. That starts to take a chunk out of it. And I think you can pass down, if you die now, it's over $12 million per person, right? It's $12.4 million, I think.
Well, are you talking about the federal level?
The federal level, but the state level is much lower. It's like $4 or $5 million.
Yeah, the state is $4 million. I mean, they've been indexing, and you know, kind of with like as we talk, it's a little over $11 million. I don't know if it's 11.4
Maybe
now.
It's 11.4.
Yeah,
changes every year. It's hard to remember.
It has been indexing, and that's kind of the point with taxes. When we talk about taxes, Elise, is, you know, I call it, I said before, forward tax planning, to put yourself in that position. Because we don't know what tax rates are going to be in the future. You know, there's been talk already about reducing the estate tax exemption. In the state of Illinois, it's $4 million per person. So you could pay estate taxes at the federal level as well as at the state level. You know, and this is separate from, I know we spent time talking on retirement accounts. Keep in mind, that's a separate tax. That's an income tax. So technically, when you look at your estate value, what you're passing on to your children, you could also be exposed to a estate tax on top of income tax. And, you know, there's all these bites at the apple that, you know, the government takes. It's really unfortunate where you're paying all these taxes during your lifetime. And then as you pass assets on to your children, there's potential estate tax. And you really should be aware of what your estate value is, like you said. By the way, your estate consists of everything, right? Your home, your IRAs, your bank accounts, whatever else you have is your investments. In addition to that, which maybe some people aren't aware of, your life insurance.
I was just going to say that for a lot of people adds a big number.
Yeah.
Because,
I'm still alive. How can it be part of my estate? I'm not getting it, right?
No, you're not. You're not.
But for somebody else.
Somebody else's, right. And, I mean, you don't even think about it, but stocks that you bought early on that you just kind of held on to that you maybe haven't looked at in a long time, or accounts that you find that, you know, it's not maybe that you forgot about them, but you forgot what was in them and they were invested and they've grown over time, really adds up, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah, these are things about, I talk about financial organization, and I think that's one of the biggest obstacles to financial success. And it's not to be critical. Look, it's tough. You know, we're busy with our life, whether we're raising children, and after that, then we're working, we're doing, you know, we're at work, we're doing all these things. We rarely
caring for older, caring for your relatives right now. Elder, the sandwich generation thing is very real for millennials and for Gen X and for baby boomers.
Yeah, and so after a hard day's work, it's rarely say, honey, let's sit down and go through our tax returns and let's look at all our assets. I mean, I get it, right? But, and that's why, you know.
That sounds like a fun night, Tom.
If it is, I don't know. God bless you if you, that's your idea of fun. But it's so important to be organized. And that's why, this asset organizer that I use that you can put down. I would tell you if there was one takeaway from today's show besides getting, but this is how you start the process, right? You get organized. You have a snapshot. What are your assets? Where are they at? We talked about Roth versus tax deferred. How are they titled? What's the value of your estate, the net worth? What's your life insurance coverage? That's being organized, and I don't know how many people can really say, I know where all my accounts are at. I know how they're titled. I know who my beneficiaries are. I know what the values are. And again, I'm not trying to be critical, but you want to do this, and that's why this asset organizer that we have, you know, that's one way to start. If you accomplish that, I bet you would be surprised if, not you, Elise, but I'm talking in general, people that go through this, they will probably uncover some things they were totally unaware of. And that's why we want to start with this. I know I kind of went off on a tangent here, but I just wanted to mention that before you can get into the planning on the estate and the assets, before you can get into some of the tax planning, before you can really plan your overall, have an overall plan, you really want to get organized to understand everything. And so, you know, I know we make offers on some of this information to help people. You know, that's part of what we can include. If we want to make that offer, I'll include the asset organizers that you can use. These are worksheets, and I'll include information on the estate planning as well as the tax planning. So you can start to just, again, gives our listeners an opportunity to sit down, read through this at their leisure and start. You'll come away with a couple ideas that'll make a difference. I'm confident of that.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to finish up our conversation about tax and talk about some of the other things that are going on this week in wealth, including real estate. So stay tuned for that. I'm Elise Glink, back in a flash with more of 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, CEO of Best Money Moves. I'm here with Tom Fortino, who founded Alpha Wealth Group, and we're talking about money, specifically your money and your taxes. If you want to reach Tom, call his office, 630-934-1855. So, Tom, I just want to finish up. I mean, I know taxes are never really finished, but you usually have interesting conversations with your clients during the week, and I'm wondering, over the last week or so, have you been helping anybody with their tax situations? And tell us a little bit about that.
You know, Lise, I don't think a week goes by, I know it doesn't, that we don't have these in-depth conversations on taxes. And it's interesting because I've had clients over the years where I start to see these things happen. You know, as an example, you know, I had clients, the husband had retired. He was just, his wife was still working, and he was actually at a point where he was taking money out of the IRA, required distributions. And I said, why don't we just start putting it into a Roth? And he said, well, I don't work. What do you mean? I said, you don't need to work. Your wife is working. So non-working spouses can make contributions. Well, what's interesting is over a period of years, it just kind of, I mean, I knew this again because I was helping him with it, but it hit me anyway. You know, we sat down one year because every year, almost like clockwork, he would say, okay, I'm, you know, taking money out this year. Let's contribute to my Roth and my wife's Roth. And the one year we did it and we pulled up his Roth accounts and it was, wow. I mean, they each had 50,000 in their Roth.
Wow.
You know, 6 years prior to that, they had zero.
So, that's a quick, you know, I can think of something to do, you know, fun with $100,000 or even just
especially
my
when it's
share
all yours,
of that.
Right?
Right. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine. Something like a Barbra Streisand somewhere. All right, yeah. Carry on. So it's interesting because I think that sometimes a spouse who's working and has worked for many, many years retires and then forgets that their other spouse, you know, or partner, might mm-hmm. still be working.
Yeah. And so there's these opportunities that maybe we're just not, it's tough because there's so many rules. So these are so many opportunities. And I had another client recently, again, the same thing. We were doing these Roths all along. I talked to him about, hey, maybe you take a portion of that. We talked about the Roth 401ks versus traditional. Maybe split the difference in your contributions. Well, they did. They were putting money into this, another couple. And he's since retired. They both just retired, staggered a little bit. But we sat down the other day, and all of a sudden, now that they're in retirement, we were able to do Roth conversions in addition to the Roth contributions they were making. So now we're sitting here where they have more money in the Roth than they do in their traditionals. And they're talking about turning on Social Security in a couple of years. Well, guess what? Because they've been doing this over time, making the contributions to the IRAs and the 401ks, but now that their income has gone down, they can make conversions in lower tax brackets. This is the exciting part of it, because now when they're saying we're going to turn on our Social Security here in the next 2 years, they can turn that on. And guess what? Roth conversion, Roth IRAs, not only is the tax rate on at zero, I'll give you a perfect quick example. If all of your money was in a Roth IRA, you would get all of your Social Security tax-free, and you would get all the money on the Roth is tax-free. It's not used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable, which it could be up to 85%. It would be zero. So if all of your money was in a Roth, as an illustration, you would never pay taxes the rest of your life.
Which is it could be significant. It also would allow you, for example, to push off when you take your Social Security. So,
right.
You know, your Social exactly. Security, you know, you want to take it as late as possible, going out to the maximum. And if your full retirement age is, say, 68, mm-hmm. you know, if you can get to 70 and a half or whatever the, you know, maximum number is, I mean, it goes up, what, 7% a year?
It's 8%, 8% per year. It's called the delayed retirement credit. Yep.
So you'd want to do that, right? I mean, that's just money in the bank for the rest of your life. So if you've got yep. this money stashed in a Roth IRA, you can use that if you needed to, just to kind of bide your time.
You bring up a great point, right? And everybody's situation is unique. But, you know, if you defer the Social Security, in the meantime, you do Roth conversions, what have you accomplished? Well, now by the time you get to 70, let's say, or whatever your age you take it, you've accomplished a couple things. Number one is you have the maximum Social Security you can get for your lifetime, which, by the way, will stay for both you and your husband's lifetime. If you're married, the larger benefit stays for the rest of your life. And, oh, by the way, if you've done all the Roth conversions and done some Roth planning, maybe you're not only getting the highest benefit, but you're getting more or all of it tax-free. And this is where planning, you know, now what we're doing, Elise, is we're coupling income planning, which we talked about a few weeks ago, with tax planning. And you can see how they work hand in glove.
Yeah.
Again, it gets exciting because it means more money in your pocket, right?
We're so geeky. Tom. We're so geeky about this stuff, but it's true.
That's
it does. Just a little bit of knowledge goes a long way. I think, you know, people are, and here's another point about these conversions, just to bring this up, because this came up with somebody I talked to last week. She said, you know, I'm thinking about doing that conversion, but I would owe a huge amount of tax if I did that. And what if the market then goes down and I've paid this tax and I can't get the same kind of, you know, investment level that I was getting before? It's kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it? And I think that's a really important point.
Yeah.
People think about that. How do you talk to your clients about that idea that, you know, well, what if I pay, you know, $2 million in tax now because I'm moving a big chunk of money and then the market falls apart?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's never fun having to pay a tax up front. I get that, and it's very difficult sometimes to pull that trigger and say, well, now I know I'm going to have to pay a tax liability. Now, we're talking specifically about conversions. But, you know, normally I would say take it over time, almost like systematic contributions or dollar cost averaging.
Sure.
You know, you're typically going to do, so if you had $100,000 in an IRA, you don't have to do it all at once. You can do $20,000 a year for 5 years, right? And so there's ways to mitigate some of these things and do it systematically and do it, I guess, in a smarter fashion, or one that would make more sense to keep you in those certain tax brackets. There's a lot of different ways to come at this. But I get those concerns. I mean, they're logical to say what you just mentioned as far as the market and as far as, but there's other ways to, without getting into investments and, you know, other ways to approach this where you can try to minimize some of the downside on the conversions. But there's, again, there's just so many ways to come at this, and everyone's situation is unique. They're good questions you're asking and that you're referring to, Elise. But again, there's ways to approach this, and we want to really look at the big picture. So, you know, as I said, down the road, 5 years down the road, 6 years, we're in a better place. And that's really what this ultimately accomplishes, I think. Not only that, it provides the information you understand. It makes for a better experience for you because now you're informed, and it reduces some of that uncertainty. So this is all powerful stuff on so many levels for the individual. And so that's why we get excited when we talk about it. But
well, let me add another wrinkle in to talk about, because this is something that came up not too long ago for us. I was asked to moderate a discussion mm-hmm. about a self-directed IRA
okay.
and how people could use those to put away things like real estate, investment real estate, mm-hmm. In a self-directed IRA. And so why don't you explain the difference between that and a regular IRA?
Well, I mean, if you're talking specifically real estate, owning those things.
Owning commercial property, like a building or something.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be very careful. First of all, Fidelity's not going to do it. TD's not going to do it. There are certain companies, they're custodians, that you will have to reach out to that specialize in holding real estate in retirement accounts. There's a lot of, I think you have to be very careful there because it isn't a liquid asset. You know, if you're over 72, you do have to take required minimum distributions out of it. So again, you have to be very careful with what you're doing. It doesn't really make sense for you. But you can technically, I guess the bottom line is, I think there's a couple in Chicago actually, companies that specialize in holding, and they will do all the paperwork to make it technically an IRA, a self-directed IRA that they can hold in a IRA account, a piece of real estate, I should say. I mean, those are things you can do, but again, be careful and see if it really makes sense. If you talk to someone that you think can, you know, give you all the ins and outs, and as we like to say, the what have yous.
there are a lot of them for those sorts of things, by the way. They are complicated. They are complicated. And other kinds of tax strategies like trusts are also complicated. You want to talk to somebody who really knows what they're doing.
You do. And as I say, because everyone's situation is unique, and so really understand, I mean, the ideas we're talking about today, at least I think, again, in general, I'm confident, you know, there's a number of ideas we talked about that almost anyone can apply to their plan and make a difference. And I think it will add value to what you're currently doing, these ideas. Certainly minimizing taxes, hey, that's always a good thing. Maximizing income, that's always a good thing.
Yeah. so, yes, but, it is.
So, I mean, again, I would offer I always offer this information. I said the tax planning, the strategies, the organizers and all that. And I will get that out to anyone, any listener who wants it, as worksheets and information that they can use, sit down and read and answer some questions. And it's just a matter of giving us a call at 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. You can email us. We talked about that, Elise, if you want us to talk about another subject. Something that's of interest to you, or you have questions, please, we're here for you. Just reach out.
Yeah, we're here every single week at 6:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. So you're going to have to come back next Sunday if you want a little bit more of this back and forth. I'm going to go spend my week trying to be a TikTok influencer. That sounded so good after last week's show.
Yeah, there you go.
And Tom is just going to be there helping people make more with their money. Yeah. But unfortunately, that's it for this week's edition of This Week in Wealth. Find me at bestmoneymoves.com. If you want to talk to Tom, call 630-934-1855 or go to Alpha Wealth Group. We'll be back next week on 720, and we hope you'll join us. See you then.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by retirement wealth advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.